was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night falls in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold a pale horse ride.
Everyone, and welcome back to Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. Thank you for joining us this evening. I am your host, Lori Anderson, and tonight we're going to be covering a multitude of topics such as Russia, hashtag antique MSM, and the president-elect of the United States, Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense, James Magdog Mattis. So what I wanted to first address with all of you is I am so tickled to be back. And I want to thank all of the faithful listeners, all of the new listeners. Welcome. We truly enjoy to hear from our new listeners. And we hope that you always walk away with some sort of new information that you can research on your own so that you can make sure that it is confirmed. Now, we have a lot of individuals who are great, great individuals, and we will be going over that in a little while when I cover the hashtag antique MSM. Keep that in your mind. However, I want to cover something that has really been laying really hard on my heart. We all know, especially the listeners who have listened to this broadcast for a very long period of time, we have exposed on many different occasions not just the United States of America supporting, arming, funding terrorism. They've openly done so and has created tens of thousands of deaths because of their support for that. Well, this is around the globe as well. And one of the things that I've noticed and we've spoken about before, as well as other people have noticed, and the globalists are falling. You had Brexit that happened. You had Donald Trump won the election. And now you have a situation in Italy, which is absolutely a wonderful situation. Another globalist in Italy has now resigned, and he resigned because of a crushing defeat that was handed to the Italy centralist prime minister. So this is wonderful news for individuals around the globe. Why do I say that? Because we have been fighting UN Agenda 21. We have been fighting these globalists worldwide. These globalists are evil in every sense. They have no problem targeting innocent men, women, and children, whether they be in Syria, whether they be in Afghanistan, whether they be in Libya, Somalia, you name it. It is happening in Mexico. It's happening in the United States of America. And the people around the globe, the people, not the corrupt politicians, but the people around the globe are uniting. They are uniting for humanity and against the corruption. And that is an awesome and powerful thing. So I want to remind some individuals about this. This is something that I pulled up. And I want to remind you, approximately 50 years ago, Africa was going through a very, very tough time. And in a time of great despair, 50 years ago, the people of America united together to send a message of hope to those that were in another country. And I want you to, instead of, if you know and hear this, I want you to stay focused on the world today. Not the 50-year-ago theme, but I believe that this clip is very fitting. I want you to close your eyes. If you're not driving, if you're driving, obviously don't close your eyes. But if you have the ability to, close your eyes and let the words of this sink in. I want you to think and look at the world of conflict now. We the people are what make the difference. Not the corrupt, weaselly snake politicians that sit in Washington. Yes, we need to drain the swamp and restore hope and humanity around the globe, but it's not who sits in Washington that does that. It is we the people. It's always begun with us, and it will stop because of us. We are what have the ability to stop the sanctioned terrorism and around the globe and help the innocent lives that hang in the balance. So when you listen to this clip, please think in today's terms. Think about the many nations right now that are being destroyed by terrorism that has been directly funded and forwarded and pushed by evil, corrupt politicians around the globe, not just here within the United States of America. We, the people of the globe, must unite. And I've seen that so much in the last couple of years. All around the globe, the people, the real people, have been uniting. And we must unite with our brothers and sisters around the world to stop these globalists that are committing crimes against humanity. And by standing united, the globalists cannot win. We must stand with our voices. So if you could go ahead and play that clip for me, it would be great.
Love is all we need.
And indeed, we are saving our own lives. And it is our duty not to just stand for the American people as Americans. It is our duty to stand for what is right, what is just. It is our duty to stand in the gap when others refuse to do so. And with that note, and on that note, I want to say thank you to Mark D., one of my people who follows and texts me and lets me know little things that are really amusing. So what I'm going to start with is I'm going to start with hashtag antique MSM. Hashtag antique in lowercase and then in all capitals MSM. And I am starting to use that hashtag, and I hope you will use that hashtag on every time that you get a fake news report from the old mainstream media. And the reason I did hashtag antique MSM is because they are no longer relevant. They know they're no longer relevant. And we are not going to play into their game of quote-unquote fake news. The reality is they don't want people digging into them. There has to be something for a deflection. There has to be something out there to take the spotlight off of them colluding with Hillary Clinton and the DNC and their mass corruption that was exposed in WikiLeaks. But I'm not even going to go into that area because they are so hysterically funny that I have to cover this. And I want to say, welcome, Jono. Jono is now with us. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're going to have some interesting topics tonight, John.
Well, that's good. I love the fake news topic. I don't know if you heard the latest, but apparently intelligence officials, no names, mm-hmm. no faces, no interviews, mm-hmm. and just intelligence officials are saying that Russia colluded mm-hmm. with Trump to put out fake news in order to mm-hmm. steer the election.
Right, right, right. And that's one of the things we're going to be covering, so it's going to be really funny. I love doing it with a funny twist, as all the listeners and you as well know, because, you know, your host as well. So I do want to, like I said, I wanted to thank Mark D. I'm not going to give his last name, but he is the one who let me know about this. And then I heard it on the show, and I laughed so hard. I was near about in tears because apparently I made the fake news on proper, not me myself as far as my name, but Freedom Outpost did. And I was so proud. I'm so proud.
Congratulations.
Yes, to be targeted by these fake news. And what is so funny is I'm going to use their own fake news to prove that they are the fake news. And so, but the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to put something on air that I guarantee you none of these journalists or so-called journalists, whether they be Washington Post or CNN or, you know, the antique MSM, hashtag antique MSM. And I'm going to put out there, let me tell you what I'm going to put out there, and I challenge them to read theirs, because I'm going to read mine. In 2014, which I've been doing this for a lot longer than that, but in 2014, I took the Constitutional Journalist Pledge. I'm going to read that to my listeners because it's very relevant as to what we're going to cover with this antique MSM. Okay, so as a condition of membership in the Constitution First Amendment Press Association, this is the pledge. Number one, that I will comport myself in a manner worthy of a position of public trust. Number two, that I will report news honestly, thoroughly, accurately, fairly, and forthrightly. Number three, that I will let the facts and the photographic audio recording evidence speak for themselves. Number four, that I will speak, write, produce, and publish the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Number five, that I will uphold and defend the Constitution and all of the Bill of Rights. Number 6, that I will not abuse my position as a journalist or accept bribes. Number 7, that I will be stoutly independent and I will not bow to threats or coercion, even under the color of law. If confronted by authorities who are not knowledgeable or disdain my constitutional rights, then I will politely inform them or remind them of my rights and then press on with my news gathering and reporting. Number 8, that I will be unmoved by pride or greed of power. Number 9, that I will be constructive but never careless, self-controlled, patient, always respectful of my readers but always unafraid. Number 10, that I will be quickly indigent and injustice and unswayed by the appeal of the privilege or the clamor of the mob. Number 11, that I will strive to avoid inaccuracies, carelessness, bias, or distortions. Number 12, that I will not knowingly introduce false information into material intended for publication or broadcast, nor will I alter a photo or video content. Quotations must be accurate and precise. Number 13, that I will always strive to identify all the sources of my information, shielding them with anonymity if requested it, and when they provide vital information, not opinion or speculation, when I know the source is knowledgeable and reliable. Number 14, that I will not plagiarize. I will give credit where credit is due, attributing quotes promptly and prominently. Number 15, that I will not pander or bow to party politics, pressure groups, agenda pushers, conspiratorial cabals, status lackeys, censors, or those who seek to hatefully divide us. Number 16, that I will avoid behavior that compromises my ability to report the news fairly and accurately, uninfluenced by any person or action. Number 17, that I will not misidentify or misrepresent myself to get a story. When I seek an interview, I will identify myself as a journalist. Number 18, that I will not pay newsmakers or celebrities for interviews to take their photographs or to film or record them. Number 19, that I will be objective and not speculate or promote any unsubstantiated gossip, rumors, or urban folklore, always being mindful that extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof. And number 20, that I will be fair when mistakes are made. They must and will be corrected fully, quickly, and ungrudgingly. I signed that on April the 1st of 2014, and I would like to know if the Washington Post or CNN or any of them are willing to share their oath.
They can't, Lori, because they would have to lie in order to take that oath.
Right. So I want to let the public know that is the oath I took on April the 1st, 2014. I had already been abiding by that before then. However, I took that oath on April the 1st of 2014. So let's make that pretty clear. So now we get to have the hilarious part of proving just who is the conspiracy theorist. Let me tell you what, John, this is great. Washington Post is the true conspiracy theorist. Okay? They posted an article, and believe it or not, all of this is going to tie in together. Russian propaganda effort helps spread quote, fake news during election, experts say. Now, this right here, you can find, it was a November the 24th posting. It was by Craig Timberg, okay? And the two, I'm not even going to go through their craziness of this article, but look it up, guys. It's hilarious. It is hilarious. So I'm only going to read a couple of pieces of this, but in one paragraph, it should tell you everything. Two teams of independent researchers found that the Russians exploited American-made technology platforms to attack U.S. democracy at a particularly vulnerable moment as an insurgent candidate harnessed a wide range of grievances to claim the White House. The sophistication of the Russian tactics may complicate efforts by Facebook and Google to crack down on fake news, as they have vowed to do after widespread complaints about the problem. Here's the problem with the Washington Post deal. Their article says the two independent researchers. Well, when you find out, well, who are they using as sources? Now, Fortune, actually, and the reason I'm using most of the big names is because they're showing and exposing it themselves. Fortune actually covered in an article, and it's dated November the 25th. And the article was written by Matthew Ingram, and it says, no, Russian agents are not behind every piece of fake news you see. So when you scroll down, I'll be daggone, it says, in a recent story, the Washington Post says that this is definitely the case based on information provided by two groups of what the paper calls, quote, independent researchers. But the case starts to come apart at the seams the more you look at it. One group is associated with the Foreign Policy Research Institute, a conservative think tank known for its generally hawkish stance on relations between the United States and Russia, which says it has been researching Russian propaganda since 2014. The second group, which is the one Freedom Outpost made it on, the second group is something called Proper Not, about which very little is known. The website doesn't name anyone who is associated with it. Oops, including the researchers who worked on the report. And the Post doesn't name the group's executive director, whom it quotes, because it says that he's afraid of being targeted by Russia's legion of skilled hackers. Now, that is racist. Okay, so this is what they want the public to buy into. They want the public, okay, if you go to freedomoutpost.com, you will see that each one of the authors, including me, you see our faces, you see our names, you see our history. If you click on us, you can see, you know, about us. All right. So we're not hiding anywhere. We're not playing in secret. Freedom Outpost sources everything. So it is so hilarious that all of these. The real media, which is us, by the way, the real media, is being targeted. And this Proper Not pops up in August of 2016. Nobody has any clue who they are. Nobody has any references to names. Nobody can verify anything. Just saying, if you can't figure that out, that it's a little suspicious, then there is a little bit of problem. And what we'll do is we'll finish on that topic right after a word from our sponsors. Please hang with us. It's going to be an interesting ride tonight. Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site. And listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
In the midnight, in the midnight, all I see is
Resurrect the Republic, RTR, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN Network. You are with me, Lori Anderson, and John O. tonight. We are hosting tonight's interesting topics, and we were just covering the antique MSM and their conspiracy theories. Now, I wanted to go into a little bit more about that prop or not. Now, when you go to contact us, because, you know, if you're going to dispute you being on the list, apparently you're like, you can hit their contact us. And the only thing, you're going to love this, that comes up when you hit contact us. Follow us on Twitter at Prop or Not or Facebook. Or you can send an email to our domain at gmail.com. So they don't even have their own email. It's at Gmail. And then it says, if you use Read It, stop by readit.com at Prop or Not. So there's no official email. There are no names listed. And the Washington Times literally put this out, and they wonder why they are dinosaur media. They wonder why they are antique media. The sad thing is,
they wonder why they're fake news.
Right.
I was just saying they wonder why they're really the fake news.
Right. Nobody believes them anymore, and justifiably so. So, you know, I've harped on Washington Times, so now I get to harp, and I've already taken care of little proper knot, which is hilarious to me. I'm really proud, actually, because the list of websites that are on here are really, really top-notch sites that almost not all of them, but most of them source their information just like we do, you know. And and so when one of my followers sent that to me, and then after they warned me about it, you know, it really made my heart feel good, because they said, awesome job, keep up the good work. isn't that great. I thought that was absolutely wonderful. I was like, yep, I surely will, for sure, because I source everything. So we've covered the proper knot, and we've covered the conspiracy theory from the Washington Times. And so now what I want to do is I want to cover some of the other antique mainstream media. And this becomes very relevant in just a few minutes. So the antique mainstream media, known as CNN, okay, just to show you just how much propaganda and just straight out lies and twisting things that so that the American people think that Russia's the bad guy. Who's really doing the Russian junk here? On December the 1st, 2016, okay, they wrote a new Cold War, wintry war games reassure Norway over the Russia threat. Okay, why is this important? Because what they're doing is they're telling the American public, and they want the American public to believe that Russia is a threat, and this is about, there's a set of war games that were going on over there by NATO, okay? So they want it to seem like Russia is a threat to NATO because they moved closer to the border. Okay, well, first of all, let me just ask you a question, John. In the realm of just your house, okay, if you have, let's say, ISIS terrorists, and you know that they're 50 miles away from you, but they have already threatened you in the past, okay? And then you see them, they are moving closer to your home to the point that they're only, oh, let's say, 20 feet away from your door. Are you going to solidify your home and your land?
You better
believe it. Are you going to defend it?
You're going to realize what a mistake they made. Oh, absolutely.
Exactly. Okay, so we know, whether you do it on the small scale or the larger scale, that if somebody whom you know has threatened you in the past, and you know that somebody moving in with arms and weapons, whether they claim it's a drill or not, and they're moving closer to your home, you're going to protect your home because you have a right to do so. Correct?
Absolutely. So it was NATO who came 30 miles to the Russian border for the exercises, so
right.
They're the ones instigating the whole thing.
Right. So CNN, of course, is trying to make it that, okay, Russia's the threat. Now, you can find the title of it is A New Cold War, Wintry War Games Reassure Norway Over Russia Threat. That was a December the 1st article. I'm not going to read their junk, okay? But I'm just going to give you the titles in case you guys want to look it up. So they also did, on the 21st, they did this article about the Syrian Aleppo violence. Okay, of course, once again, propaganda and lies, blaming the title of it is U.S. Envoy to the UN Blames and Shames Syria. Russia over Aleppo. Now, what they were talking about in that is, of course, they were talking about the bombings that went on in Aleppo, and they claimed that the civilians were killed by the Bashar al-Assad regime and Russia for its military actions across Syria and war-torn and devastated city of Aleppo. I'm not even going to read into their junk. But if you want to look it up, it's there, everybody. So, and the reason is because I've got some proof to really show you just how much of a crock of crud CNN is on this topic. Okay, so what they also don't tell you is there is the United Nations has these individuals. They're called the White Helmets. Okay, now the United States of America in their U.S. When they're telling their statements from the U.S. State Department and they're doing their daily briefings and stuff like that, they make it sound like these white hats are humanitarian aid, okay? They're there to help civilians only, blah, 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 blah. Well, when you research them, you find out, of course, they are linked with Anwar al-Sharia. They are part of the problem. They are not there for humanitarian aid. It's a bunch of crock. Okay, so the white hats junk that they are spewing out there, and this is where the quote-unquote State Department gets their briefings from, is these white hats that are working with the terrorists. Just saying. Okay, and everyone by now, if you don't know this by now, that the United States of America is arming, funding, training, and helping the Anwar al-Sharia, ISIS, ISIL, Mujahideen, whatever you want to call them, different factions, you know, different names, pretty much same faction, Al-Qaeda, whatever the case may be, they're terrorists. They are funded and trained by us in order to get that globalist regime through, is basically what it is. So that is one of the reasons that I played that song earlier, We Are the World, because I want people to realize that, you know, individuals from across the globe are standing so united. I mean, the globalists really are terrified. They are scared. That's why they're in panic mode. That's why they're doing all this crazy stuff even more so. It's kind of like when you put a dog into a corner, you know, and you got to try to strike him. He's going to strike back. Well, that's kind of what's going on. So CNN, of course, you know, is putting out that crap. Let's just address just the for the first thing, NATO. Okay, now on NATO, CNN is putting it that Russia's the aggressor, right? So this should be able to easily be confirmed by the U.S. State Department, right? That wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
If you would, Mike, go ahead and play LV1. Now, this is from the U.S. State Department, by the way, just to let you know. This is a clip, and the issue was asked by I'm trying to get the correct one because I have several of them. Here we go. This issue was asked by one of the reporters that was there at the U.S. State Department briefing. And the reporter is Matt Lee. He is with the Associated Press. Okay. And the individual that's being asked the question is Admiral John Kirby. If you don't know who he is, he's we won't even go there. Okay, but anyway, this is Matt Lee, the Associated Press reporter, and he is talking to John Kirby, and this was published October the 16th of 2014. This is the U.S. State Department. If you would, please play LV1.
It's also going to take a lot of innovative thinking, and this is what the Secretary was referring to, about how we posture the military going forward. That's what he was calling for in that speech.
Can I ask you what he meant by calling it revisionist Russia?
Revisionist Russia?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, the Secretary?
Yeah, Secretary Hagel.
I think what he's referring to there is that there appears to be in their intentions and their motives calling back to the glory days of the Soviet Union.
He also used that phrase, that its army, meaning Russia's army, on NATO's doorstep. Why is that? Is it not logical to look at this and say the reason that the Russian army is on NATO, the Russian army is at NATO's doorstep, is because NATO has expanded rather than the Russians expanding? That, in other words, NATO has moved closer to Russia rather than Russia moving closer to NATO. Is that not an accurate way to look at this?
I think that's the way President Putin probably looks at it. It's certainly not the way that we look at it.
You don't think that NATO has expanded eastward toward Russia?
NATO has expanded. Okay. And the expansion has been a good thing for...
So the reason that the Russian army is at NATO's doorstep is not the fault of the Russian army. It's not the Russian army that's done it. It's NATO has moved closer to move east.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't NATO who was ordering, you know, upwards of 15 battalion tactical groups to within 10 kilometers of the border with Ukraine. And I'm pretty sure it wasn't NATO who put little green men inside Ukraine to destabilize eastern states.
I'm pretty sure that Ukraine is not a member of NATO. So unless that's changed.
It's not changed. But I'm pretty sure the movement by Russia is
If NATO has moved east... The reason that the Russian army is closer or on NATO's doorstep is because NATO moved.
NATO is not an anti-Russia alliance. NATO is a security alliance.
For 50 years, it was an anti-Soviet alliance. So
where's
do you
the
not
Soviet
understand
Union
it? So, do you not understand how, or can you not even see how the Russians would perceive it as a threat? And the fact that it keeps getting closer to their border, while their troops. I mean, the places where their troops are, you say their troops are, and may have been, in Ukraine and Georgia, are not NATO members.
I'm not going to pretend to know what goes in President Putin's mind or Russian military commanders. I barely got a history degree at the University of South Florida. Right. What I can tell you is that NATO is a defensive alliance. It remains a defensive alliance.
Fair enough, but it has moved east, correct? I mean, that's just the
fact.
It
has expanded, absolutely.
Right, exactly.
But there's no reason for anybody to think the expansion is a hostile or threatening move. And we've been saying that throughout the last 15 years, Matt.
It's like you're moving closer to Russia. You're blaming the Russians for being close to NATO.
No.
That's exactly what Hegel said.
We're blaming the Russians for violating the territorial integrity of Ukraine and destabilizing the security
situation
inside
Europe. Which is not a NATO member. Which is not a NATO.
I see
other countries feel threatened that are NATO members. But we can just do a couple more. Go ahead, Pam.
Okay, you can go ahead and stop that clip. So the funny thing is, here we go, Mr. CNN, who is so worried about how President-elect of the United States combs his hair, fake news, anything they can get out there. How about let's cover some real news? Because apparently they can't even report this. So the fact of the matter is, okay, it is called Operation Iron Sword 2016. It was military drills which were being held close to the Russian border. They involved 4,000 troops from Britain, the United States, Germany, Canada, Poland, Romania, Slovenia, Luxembourg, and three Baltic states. They were intended to be held until December the 2nd and will prepare NATO to station 4,000 alliance troops in Poland, Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia, a decision taken at the Warsaw Summit in July. So the reality is you've got 4,000 troops coming up on my border, okay? Because let me just tell you, if I was president of the United States of America and I saw 4,000 troops coming up on our border with military arms, with tanks, with all these different troops, do you think for one second that I would not strategically move our military close to our border to protect our people? I would.
Unbelievable, Lori, because these people, they're so arrogant. They expect to be the aggressor and then have everybody else in the world back down and kiss their butts. And they're amazed when somebody like Russia has a problem with what you're describing. We're the ones encroaching on their border. We're the ones acting as aggressors. We being NATO in this case. And then we're amazed that they're not just fine with that. It's like, right. Are you serious?
Why wouldn't they be? Of course, I know, let's be real. The people who are in power right now, not for long, but right now, they have no problem with invasion of America because they've already been pretty little bit complicit with that, with the invasion of America. But but the fact of the matter is, individuals need to stop looking at it as the Russia's the boogeyman and need to stop and think in the strategic mind. If it were happening here, if it were happening here and 4,000 troops, heavily armed, tanks and everything, were to be coming up on our border, all of our, whether they're active military or whether there are veterans, whether there are bikers, whether there are unorganized militia, whether they are our militia, you know every one of us would be on alert. You know that every one of us would be ready to protect it, because we would see that as a threat. And anybody in their right mind that doesn't see that as a threat has a problem. It is an intentional step to escalate Russia's fear that they're going to try to attack them. Whether they're going to do it or not is irrelevant. It is to invoke that fear to where they felt like they had to strategically protect their borders, and they have every right to defend their home. Every right. Now,
yeah, and they're doing
notice,
that to make to control the narrative too. They're doing that so that they, you know, can set Russia up to be that boogeyman, you know, and the only way they can do that is to control the narrative. You know, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Right. And then to put it out even better, you know, Kerry wanted to say, well, first of all, I will agree with him with one only truthful thing he probably said. He doesn't know much about history, apparently. Just saying. That's about the only truth that probably came out of the man's mouth. Now, everyone who has done any kind of research on the Ukraine, well, then you already know that it wasn't Russia that was the problem in the Ukraine, because there was actually a coup that ousted the lawful leader of the Ukraine and was overthrown by the globalist elite that was installed in there for the EU. Just saying.
The initial subversive presence was a Soros-funded group implanted into the Ukraine.
Right, exactly. So they want us to believe this narrative. CNN wants to push out, you know, fake news. So, you know, hey, I'm willing to back it up, and I'm going to back it up with either their own stuff or I'm going to back it up with U.S. State Department. Okay? So then we had, of course, I don't know if you remember this, but this kind of, believe me, this is all leading to one thing. It's all leading to one thing. Okay, do you remember when the reporter for RT, she was questioning the U.S. State Department, Kirby. She was questioning him about the alleged hospitals that Russia had bombed, because the U.S. was saying that Russia had bombed these hospitals. Well, they wouldn't give a hospital name. They wouldn't give a location, because apparently, you know, that's supposed to be some breach of security issue. Bull! If it's bombed and you want to claim it's bombed, you better show some proof of something. Okay?
Exactly.
I don't care. That doesn't violate any kind of secrecy. Google, you can satellite that. I mean, come on. All right, so he refused to answer that. Then he attacked her because she worked for RT. All right, why don't you ask Russia, blah, 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 blah. Well, how can you ask Russia, first of all, on a specific location if they won't give you a specific location or they won't give you the name of a hospital? But I digress, okay? I'm going to digress on that for just a second. So then we have, of course, what does CNN do? CNN, of course, touts the same narrative, you know. They touted about the Aleppo bombing, and it was the fault of Russia, and it was the fault of Syria, and blahzy, blahzy, blahzy. Now, the Russians did come out and completely dispute that, but I'm going to use our U.S. State Department to really tear apart CNN, is what I'm going to do. Because if you can't answer a question and you're supposed to be in the U.S. State Department, and you know daggone well that it has nothing to do with quote-unquote national security issue, it is not going to harm anything to tell a name of a hospital that was bombed. That only gives proof. That's just like saying, okay, well, you know, during 9/11, the Pentagon was bombed, but oops, oh, we can't tell you what was bombed, so we can't tell you that the Pentagon was bombed because it's a national security issue. What a crock, okay? Let's just really, really get down to basics, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share a clip. This is from the U.S. State Department as well. And what this clip is about, it is about the Aleppo bombing, okay? And this is after the back and forth with Kirby. So this was published on November 16th. All right. And this is Elizabeth Trudeau. She's the director of press relations at the U.S. State Department. And if you would, go ahead and play LV2. And let's see just how well she can answer these questions.
Of course.
The defense, the Russian defense ministry says it has investigated allegations of its targeting hospitals in Syria and said that in five of the out of six towns that were mentioned in various reports, there were no hospitals. They say there is a hospital only in the settlement of Sarmin, which is in the Idlib province. Last week, John Kirby told us that the U.S. had operational intelligence that Russia had hit a hospital. Which hospital exactly did he mean? Was it the one in Sarmin?
So thank you for the question on that. As Mr. Kirby discussed last week, we're not going to get into the details of operational assessment or intelligence. We stand by his words.
Can you really offer no details on the hospital that the U.S. accuses Russia of hitting?
We're going to stand by Mr. Kirby's words.
You're not even going to say where it is, that hospital that you're saying Russia hit?
What we're saying is that we have seen information that Russia is targeting civilian infrastructure.
But
he spoke to the Syrian NGOs on the ground, as well as open source reporting on that.
He spoke about a specific hospital in Syria. Where exactly is it? What details can you offer about that hospital?
Again, I'm not going to get into this sort of detail of operational assessment for this. Maybe you should speak to the Russians on their targeting.
Well, they have.
Clearly, either she or her colleagues have spoken to the Russians about it, and they say that you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Isn't it incumbent on you to come up with even a location? It doesn't seem like it would be that difficult or violate any kind of sources and methods to say where exactly it is that you're talking about when you make the accusation. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is you've just expanded it quite broadly to say not just hospitals. You said that the Russians are actually targeting civilian infrastructure.
Thank you, Matt. Actually, the Russians have hit. Thank you for the.
Are they
the
targeting?
They've hit. And
okay, so
that.
They're not targeting civilian infrastructure.
No, and thank you for that.
Well, details are especially relevant. This morning, the Russian Defense Ministry has released images and video of the hospital in Sarmin, which was allegedly hit by Russia. And these images, they show the building of the hospital, which doesn't look like it was recently bombed. I printed them out just in case you haven't seen them. I can show them. Can you see why it's important for the U.S. to show its evidence of the alleged destruction of a hospital by Russia?
How about this? I'll take your question. If there's information we can share, we'll get back to you. Okay.
And on that note, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Hang in there with us. We've got some more good things coming up.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.